ahead, man. Take us home.
It's icy hot.
And that is it. The Miami Heat have done it yet again. They are headed back to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Radko Gudisko to the net. Cousins, wait, drag, shoot, scores! Game winner! Series clincher! And the Panthers are moving on.
The spotlight is on South Florida sports, and we are here for it.
You got Jimmy Butler, you got a chance. Jimmy Butler is the guy in the playoffs I want.
I'm watching these guys fight and scratch and claw.
This is a Fire and Ice edition of Heating Up with Theo Dorsey and JMP. Presented by Duffy's.
It is Heating Up, the Fire and Ice edition on ESPN 106.3 and streaming live via the ESPN app. It is JMP. My man Theo Dorsey's going to be on in just a second, and we will get all into the lows of Game 4, Heat and the Celtics, which unfortunately we're talking tonight about the Heat and the Celtics because Miami was unable to close it out. And, of course, the exciting Florida Panthers finale. They are headed to the Stanley Cup Finals. Before we do any of that, though, the big news involving the Heat as we get ready for Game 5, which, of course, you can hear right here on ESPN 106.3 after we are done, beginning at 8 o'clock. The Miami Heat will not have their starting point guard, Gabe Vincent. He was hobbled in Game 4, had tweaked his ankle, tried to play through it a couple of times, was not able to go down the stretch, and Gabe Vincent out of the Heat lineup tonight. So, obviously, a lot more Kyle Lowry, Caleb Martin, I would suspect you may see in some ball handling situations. We will see certainly what this rotation ends up looking like. But enough about me babbling, and myself and Theo obviously will get into this matchup. But Ken Lavica, of course, Ken Lavica Live, weekdays, noon to 2, champion of Miami Heat basketball and South Florida ultimate pettiness and sports. Here's Ken's thoughts as Ken Lavica Live with Jeanette Javier. They were on right after the Gabe Vincent injury news went down.
Remember yesterday, Jeanette, when we talked about the concern number that you had, one being least number of concern, five being most number of concern for the Heat after dropping Game 4 and still maintaining a 3-1 lead over the Celtics? You remember that, right?
See.
My number was at 2. Everybody chill. Calm down. They're okay. You're up 3-0. You're in great shape. You get 3 more cracks at this thing where every game for the Celtics is a must win. You just feel, because you're all nervous of being on the wrong side of history. Folks, we're a long way from that point. Well, now I'm up to 2.5.
Wow, 2.5. I've
added a half point.
Why is that?
Gabe Vincent, out tonight.
Officially?
It's official. Ankle, out. So that obviously presents a bit of a point guard conundrum. But here were my first thoughts after hearing this.
Okay.
One, we're going to see a lot of point Bam tonight. Bam Adebayo getting the Heat into their offense and Jimmy handling the ball as well. Two, Kyle Lowry better not be the craptastic Kyle Lowry of Game 4. We need Toronto Raptors version Kyle Lowry. We need Game 1 Knicks series Kyle Lowry. We need Game 6 last year Eastern Conference Finals Kyle Lowry tonight, because he's going to have to put in some heavy minutes. Mm-hmm. And then three, does Spo consider playing Jimmy and Bam as close to 48 minutes, if not 48 minutes, as he can?
All of that has upped your level of concern.
Yeah.
To only half a point.
Yeah. Because again,
I thought it was going to be more. You listed 3 solid reasons. Point Bam, Jimmy, Lowry showing up, being the Raptors version of himself, and Spo considering to play Jimmy and Bam for 48 minutes. All of that said, and you only raise it to half a point. I'm proud of you.
It's because it's still 3-1. And if a Gabe Vincent injury was going to happen, you know when it's good to have it happen? In the game that you lost when you were up 3-0. It would be much worse if this was a 2-2 series, right? And Gabe Vincent sprained his ankle. Or you're down 3-2, like was the case, those last two examples I gave, last year in the Eastern Conference Finals, right?
Are you putting in the fact that they are playing in Boston?
So this is where the conundrum comes.
Boston.
I already, without Gabe, didn't have a great feel for this one tonight. Though, again, this is the same Heat team that's gone to Boston and won twice already in this series. Mm-hmm. That said, you can't sit there and expect the Heat are going to go and win. Up 3-2 coming back to Miami, you're still okay. Want to know why? Because you went up 3-0. It's okay. But now with Gabe Vincent injured, and I suppose, yes, the Celtics do have some momentum. How do you handle this? My initial reaction is to say, hey, you're just making sure that you're healthy for game six. You're making sure you have a healthy Gabe Vincent for game six. But then the other part of me, a little part in the back of my brain says, hey, in this spot, you've just got to close it out when you can. And if that means playing Jimmy and Bam 48 minutes, that's what you do. I'm very torn right now. And I don't want to outright say that Spo is playing for game six, or he should play for game six, because they're going to go into tonight thinking they're going to win game five and they're going to close out the series. But you got to be realistic about this as well. Like the way Kyle Lowry's played in this series, it's been, well, not exactly inspiring. You want a healthy Gabe. You want to be as healthy as possible for game six. Maybe you're just sort of keeping a little bit of an eye out for Saturday.
Because this is the Fire and Ice edition of Heating Up. As always, we talk Miami Heat, Eastern Conference Finals against the Boston Celtics. We also talk Florida Panthers, Eastern Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Carolina Hurricanes and JMP. Before we get into the Heat, talk of all the losses. I mean, not all of the losses, the one loss against the Celtics and all of the worry. Let's at least bring out the pom-poms, maybe even get a Panther growl. It's the Florida Panthers who, last night on TNT, yet again, close out the Carolina Hurricanes. How about we do this? We kick off the Bev Smith Kia, Bev Smith Toyota opening drive. We're starting on a positive note on the Fire and Ice edition of Heating Up. Let's start with those Panthers who got the win last night. The Panthers over the Hurricanes. It happened in Sunrise, and here's how it sounded on the Panther Radio Network.
Tkachuk out at the right point, covering. 15 seconds in regulation. Tkachuk, Reinhardt near circle. Reinhardt in the circle. Shot, and it's fought off by Anderson. Barkov right circle. Down to the goal line. Tkachuk in front of shot. He scores! He scores! He scores! Matthew Tkachuk, a power play goal! It's 4-3 Panthers with 4.3 seconds to go in regulation time. The Panthers take a 4-3 lead in the waning seconds. A power play goal for Matthew Tkachuk. And the Panthers are 4.3 seconds away from an Eastern Conference championship.
His third game winner of a 4-game sweep.
Doug Plagan's bringing it. Voice crack there.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, come on, you got to deliver that call.
Oh, absolutely. That is a man that has called so many game winners and so many highlights that it's like his voice, you know, is on the final precipices of going down.
Well, you know what? So were the Carolina Hurricanes. As Tkachuk took them down. The third game winner in a 4-game series. I didn't even know that was possible, but Tkachuk found a way to do it, this time at least in regulation. The Florida Panthers on to the Stanley Cup final for the first time since 1996, only the second time in franchise history. And best of all, they may have shown the Miami Heat how to close things out and make it to the final stage. Huh, JMP?
Yeah, I mean, what an impressive performance. I could tell you everything, how I was feeling during that goal, except for the fact that, you know, I was at the Heat game four, and didn't get home until 2:30 in the morning, and I was exhausted last night.
Yeah.
And sadly, I was asleep by early in the third period. Woke up at 12:30 in the morning, saw that happened, was bummed. Were you watching?
Well, you were bummed that you missed it live, but you were happy that Panthers won.
Yeah, I was thrilled. It was incredible. And for me, you know, I'll be 40 in about a month or so. Actually, less than a month. Trying to stave off those final couple weeks.
Yeah, man.
Before middle age. But I was 13 when my favorite team ever, as a South Florida sports fan, the 1996 Florida Panthers, made that improbable run to the Stanley Cup Finals. And, you know, it was absolutely crazy. South Florida turned into a hockey town. Mm. And this is going to be nuts. And unlike that 1996 team that, you know, they had a great hot goalie in John Van Beesbrook, the Beezer, and this team does with Sergei Bobrovsky. But this team also has firepower. Kachuk, what, 3 game-winning goals in this series. So the Florida Panthers, absolutely, unlike that 96 team that didn't really have much of a chance to win in the Stanley Cup Finals, I think you have a good chance of the Stanley Cup trophy getting hoisted in South Florida for the first time ever.
They were down 3-1 to the Boston Bruins in the opening round. Since then, they've won 11 games and dropped only one of them, that one in the second round against Toronto when they were trying to stave off elimination from a sweep as well. So the Panthers find a way to get it done last night. They show the Heat what they should have done on Tuesday night. And speaking of Tuesday night, JMP, you were in the building for this one, the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. The Heat with a chance to sweep the Celtics to really put a hammer down in the rubber match of the Celtics and the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals for the 3rd time in 4 years. And just 2 nights ago, the Heat had a shot. They were up by as many as 9 points in the 3rd quarter after that Max Strus 3-pointer. The Heat kept clawing, but the Celtics never gave up. They had an 18-0 run at that point and would never lose the lead again. The Celtics won it 116-99. Jason Tatum, 33 points. Jaylen Brown added 17. And most importantly, where the game really shook out the most was beyond the arc. The Heat shot 8-for-32 on 3-pointers, while Boston was 18-for-45. Kaseya Center felt like Boston's home court, at least for the moment. But why don't we just ask you, JMP, because you were actually in the building. We were expecting you to be able to be there, be the good luck charm for Miami. But it didn't work out that way. It didn't shake out that way. We'll see what the Heat can do tonight in Game 5.
And I think I'm banned, by the way. I've heard from sources close to the situation that I am banned from covering the Heat for ESPN West Palm rest of the playoffs.
We're heavily considering it. The Heat had been doing oh so well. They actually had not dropped a single game. They were perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect at Kaseya Center.
Until I showed up.
Until JMP showed up. So just first, before we get into the breakdown of how this game shook out in the end, what were the vibes like in Kaseya Center when the Heat did have that 9-point lead? It looked like JMP was going to be able to see the confetti fall and see that Eastern Conference trophy get brought out there to midcourt.
Yeah, I mean, the place to begin the game and throughout the first half was absolutely electric. I got to give the fans credit. And, you know, we tweeted out some videos at ESPN West Palm on our social media. You can see, like, for all the idiots out there that talk about, oh, so Florida sports fans don't show up to the game early. Like, that place was packed. The rally towels that they were giving out before games 3 and 4, they were flailing all over the place. 20 minutes before the game, I mean, almost everybody was in their seats. And it was electric. You know, I will say the one thing that, you know, my one plea always for Heat fans, and it did happen again in Game 4, is like when things go wrong, it does sometimes turn into a morgue, and that's when you need the crowd to be at its loudest. Yeah. I mean, you could, you know, hear a pin drop when the Celtics were going on that 18-0 run. But, yeah, I mean, it was crazy. The fans were smelling blood. But hopefully next time we're at the Kaseya Center, not me because I'm banned, but next time we're at the Kaseya Center, hopefully, you know, they're booing Nikola Jokic every time he touches the ball.
I was about to say that is what it needs to be. We don't need to see Game 6, of course, Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Or you can listen to that on ESPN 106.3 as the Heat try and close out the Celtics, now up 3-1 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Bev Smith Toyota, Bev Smith Kia, our friends. Well, as always, the opening drive is courtesy of them. Let's go, Miami. Let's go, Miami. They need that. They need that at Kaseya Center right now. The playoffs are heating up, and so are the savings at Bev Smith Toyota and Bev Smith Kia in Fort Pierce. Now is the best time to buy with big inventory and big savings at each Bev Smith location. New Kias, new Toyotas, quality used vehicles, all on sale with slam dunk deals this month. Plus, when you buy from Bev Smith Toyota or Bev Smith Kia, you get a lifetime guarantee. And also, Bev Smith Toyota and Bev Smith Kia need vehicles, so they're going to be giving more than ever before for yours. Visit Bev Smith Toyota or Bev Smith Kia today. The Heat, with a game tonight that can send them to the NBA Finals for the second time in 4 years. The Panthers already in the Stanley Cup Final as we heat up ahead of Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And let's dig more in to what happened after game four. JMP, it didn't shake out the way the Heat anticipated it. It didn't shake out the way most of the pundits anticipated it. Remember, after game three, it felt like the Celtics had waved that white flag.
Right.
Before game four, you had Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown saying, not, hey, we feel confident. Hey, we have a good shot at just, you know, defending our season and extending it one more game. But instead saying stuff like, don't let us get one. Don't let us win tonight. And
which I love how now that's being construed as a threat by Jaylen Brown.
And it is the least threatening threat ever. It puts all the onus on the Miami Heat. What they pretty much were saying is, hey, it's up to y'all. It's up to you, Jimmy Butler. It's up to you, Bam Adebayo. And honestly, what it felt like, I mean, of course the hot shooting helped the Boston Celtics. But what it felt like was we didn't get the big moments we needed from Jimmy Butler down the stretch at Kaseya Center. We didn't get an aggressive Bam and an effective Bam on the offensive end, at least. And it wasn't enough. So, yeah, the Heat let the Celtics extend their season one more game. The Heat allowed for Heating Up to have another show before we take our break before the NBA Finals. But the real question is, did the Heat allow the Celtics to get enough confidence to build off of that win to make it to where tonight's Game 5 at TD Garden on the road, even though the Celtics haven't been good there, is a big enough threat for Heat fans to be worried? We're going to be doing the worry meter soon, not just with yourself and myself, but we're going to bring in our ESPN West Palm teammates to see how worried they are about the Heat potentially being the first NBA team ever to drop a 3-0 lead in a playoff series. But JMP, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, was it enough at Kaseya Center? What did you feel like from them, especially in the second half, could have went better? I know Butler had 29 points. It didn't feel like a very impactful 29 points. Bam Adebayo didn't really deliver much on the offensive end. What did you see in there?
Yeah, I mean, first off, like, unfortunately, that was the regular season Miami Heat that showed up maybe for the first time in the playoffs, or maybe, you know, the first time since game two of that series against Milwaukee. But I thought they were bad the whole game. I thought even in the first half, when they were up by six, the Celtics still got way too many good looks from three. I mean, they hit 18 threes, like you mentioned. They could have hit more, which is crazy enough, because there were very few contested looks from the Boston Celtics from downtown. In terms of Jimmy Butler, like, he played well, but he scores 9 points in the first quarter. And, you know, whether they were putting Derek White on him or Jason Tatum, you know, they played a little zone. It didn't seem to slow Jimmy Butler down. And Jimmy was also in facilitator mode. Doesn't score in the second quarter, but the Heat are still up by six. That 18-0 run, like, he wasn't able to do anything. Now, he did have that stretch where he scored. I think he ended up with 15 in the third quarter and, like, had a bunch of possessions in a row where he scored. Unfortunately, on the other end, the Heat couldn't get a stop. So I don't think we can, you know, knock Jimmy too much for that performance. But, yeah, I mean, Bam struggled. And in the second half, I mean, part of where I say this was regular season Heat was this was the ball movement stopped. Eric Spoelstra said after the game, and he was right, the offense was stagnant. They weren't shooting well from three. But it was, you know, it was save us Jimmy mode.
Yeah.
Like, where were the other guys? Caleb Martin had a great first half, but he was kind of an afterthought. Bam, not aggressive enough. You know, Kyle Lowry struggled in that game. Kevin Love only played 12 minutes. So for me, when you look at Bam, when you look at everybody else, it's not Jimmy Butler. Some of the numbers are pretty impressive, but like, it was Jimmy or bust in crunch time. And, you know, unfortunately, the combination of that and some turnovers and the fact that the Celtics just dominated the Heat in the second half, that's why we're still talking about this series.
The Miami Heat had not strung together, and I'm glad you brought up the regular season Heat that may have returned, may have snuck back up on Miami at home. They had not strung together five straight wins all season long, regular season or postseason. If they would have won Tuesday night, that would have been their fifth straight, and they weren't able to get it done. They didn't shoot the ball well, and like you said, Jimmy Butler, the ISOs late, he was in the spots that we usually see playoff Jimmy dominate, and the shots just weren't going. There were a couple point-blank shots that didn't go in. It just felt like, you're right, save us Jimmy mode. And who can blame the Heat for kind of falling into some of that? Because in big moments, in big games, in the past four postseasons, there's been a lot of times we've been able to go into save us Jimmy mode. It just didn't work out. So maybe we see more of a more community offense like we usually see from the Heat. Maybe we see more of even Caleb Martin down the stretch like we've seen from the Heat. But he's JMP. I'm Theo Dorsey. The Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Final, and we're heating up on ESPN 106.3.
Go ahead, man. Take us home.
It's icy hot.
And that is it. The Miami Heat have done it yet again. They are headed back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Radko Gudaskova to the net. Cousins, waits, drags, shoots, scores! Game winner! Series clincher! And the Panthers are moving on.
The spotlight is on South Florida sports, and we are here for it.
You got Jimmy Butler, you got a chance. Jimmy Butler is the guy in the playoffs I want.
I'm watching these guys fight and scratch and claw.
This is a Fire and Ice edition of Heating Up with Theo Dorsey and JMP. Presented by Duffy's.
Theo Dorsey, WPTV News Channel 5, WFLX Fox 29, alongside JMP. We are heating up ahead of Game 5 tonight, Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat lead 3-1. They just need one more to get over the hump, just like the Florida Panthers did last night. The Prince of Wales Trophy heading back to Sunrise, or I guess staying in Sunrise, with the Florida Panthers after they took down the Carolina Hurricanes 4-3 at home to advance to the Stanley Cup Final. Now we need to know if that Stanley Cup will be heading back. Before we dive into the worry meter, because worry is a natural emotional state. Worry, I mean, we're all human beings, right? We're allowed to be emotional and show our true feelings, right, JMP?
Worry, by the way, is my natural state.
Oh, that's it.
Not just the Heat. Just in general, I am a chronic worrier.
Of course. So we'll get to that, because Game 5 does have, you know, the edge of people on the edge of their seats. You're a little nervous. You don't want to be the first team in NBA history to give up a 3-0 lead. Let's get back to the Panthers right quick, because, again, Matthew Tkachuk, when the Panthers needed him most, scoring in another big moment, three-game winners against the Hurricanes. He has 21 points in 16 games, and here he was last night with the TNT crew following that 4-3 win, following finding out he was heading to the Stanley Cup Final. He was asked about, JMP, just how much belief he's had in this team over the past 3 weeks, how much faith he has that they can keep going. And it's very similar to Heat culture, very similar to Miami Heat and how they don't care about what the outside thinks, because that confidence is internal out there in Sunrise.
Back to the last few weeks of the season when you guys were just desperate to get into the playoffs, did you have a feeling that if this team could just get in, they were capable of a run like this?
I did. And then when we were playing Boston, the only people that thought we were able to beat them were, you know, myself and my teammates and everybody in that locker room. And I'm not going to lie, I think that series set ourselves up for even more confidence. We went into playoffs with a great record going in and had confidence. But anytime you're playing the number one team in NHL history, like, you know how big of an underdog you are. So I think we gained a lot of confidence from that series. We've been an underdog in every series so far. We're going to continue it to be in, you know, the Stanley Cup Final. God, it feels good to say that. That's pretty cool. We're going to be the underdog there. And, you know, we just believe in ourselves, and not too many other people do.
We'll see if they'll be the underdog. We'll see what Vegas does to the lines there. I mean, they might have a little bit of rooting interest. I'm not even sure how that works. But beyond all of that, Stanley Cup Final is days away. We'll find out what happens Game 4 in the West. But we need to get to right now. We have Dom Zeno in the building, ESPN West Palm teammate, our first person that's going to give us, JMP, their worry meter on a scale of 1 to 10. First, here's how it sounds right here. That's the siren of worry. On a scale of 1 to 10, we're going to get the worry meter for ESPN West Palm teammates like Dom Zeno on if the Heat are going to be the first ever team to drop a 3-0 lead. But because I know Dom, you're a huge Panthers fan.
Growl.
There we go.
Wow.
Growl.
The first growl of the show.
The first growl.
The first two growls of the show.
I just wanted to come on and growl.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to do.
We had to tee you up for that. We had to tee. Somebody had to give JMP a run for his money, and I think that's the best we've gotten so far.
Thank you.
Dom, just give it to us right now. On a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you that the Miami Heat, 150 NBA teams have done this, had a 3-0 lead in the NBA playoffs, none have given it up. Scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you?
Guys, I'm going to go with a 0. Worried is not even in my vocabulary. Ooh. South Florida is on fire. Just, I can't wait to watch it happen. So.
Wow. And I love how she's South Florida on fire.
Fire.
Fire. as we're heating up here. Appreciate you so much, Dom Zane. That's on can I get another growl on the way out? Panthers in the Stanley Cup final. Dom's not concerned at all. We got our first one. It's a 0 out of 10. The Heat.
Only go up from there.
Shouldn't be. I was about to say, now everybody's going to, she's really set the baseline here. Now everybody's going to sound more worried than not. So again, here's a listen to the siren. This is the siren that plays when you're really worried. This is when you have like a 9 or a 10, this is what you would hear out of Heat Nation. But I don't think we're hearing that right now on Heating Up. Theo Dorsey again alongside JMP. And now we got J Mart, Jonathan Martin in here. And I know that
my name's Jonathan. Not Jonathan.
Is that how you going to start
Miami
with me?
Dolphin offensive lineman?
Your name's not Jonathan. John Martin. I'm sorry,
that's John. That's all right.
Have I screwed that up already? Did that affect your worry meter at all for the Miami Heat, though? Because I know you ooze confidence when it comes to Heat.
Theophilus, I could care less, bud.
All right. I deserved it. How about this, then? On a scale of 1 to 10, the Miami Heat, who lead 3-1, going into Boston tonight, the Celtics have been talking all kind of trash. Don't let us get one. Well, the Heat did let them get one in Game 4. On a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you that the Miami Heat can be making history in a bad way?
I'm going to go with a 1, because at this point, I mean, the Miami Heat is a tough out no matter what. So we still have, you got to beat them 3 times in a row, and that is no easy task for any team to beat the Miami Heat, this Miami Heat team, 3 times in a row. So I'm definitely going with a 1. I'm not super concerned at this point. And by the way, not only are the Heat tough to beat, I'm not convinced that the Celtics are going to be there and be the superstars that they should be every single for 3 games in a row. I haven't seen that yet either, not against the Miami Heat.
And not even against the Sixers or the Hawks. That's a good point in the first couple of rounds there. Thank you so much, James Martin. JMP.
I am surprised so far. A 0 and a 1.
A 0 and a 1.
That might give you a little hint of where I am on the worry meter.
Does it make you worry more, JMP, or less that nobody else in here is concerned even one modicum?
Oh, it's not going to affect my score one bit.
Okay. All right. This is the guy that's unaffected by the polls. Thanks again to it's John Martin. Thanks again to John Martin there. I'm not going to do my teammate like that. And speaking of Johns, we're going to extend, though, this one and go Johnny Ray or Johnny Mondo. Johnny, why am I? I'm screwing up all
tough
this.
Start. Tough start just, for the radio debut,
this
man.
This is what's going to happen here. And this is the radio. I really screwed it up there by just calling you Johnny Rach, who's the other Johnny in the office. The less cool Johnny to me.
Because
I like that.
Because man. Mondo is the new.
Truth.
My first of all, who doesn't love the last name Mondo? And secondly, who doesn't love just how chill he pulls up in here, letting us know what his worry scale is on a 0 to a 10? Because now that Dom's extended, I said 1 to 10 and she cheated. On a 0 to 10, how worried are you for the Miami Heat to potentially be dropping a 3-0 lead against these Boston Celtics, the villains of the East?
0. Straight up 0. The Celtics had to play nearly perfect last game to, you know, scrape out the W. The Heat didn't look great. But it's a 3-0 lead. No one's ever come back from a 3-0 lead. Like, that's all you really need to say.
Even giving up game 4, it doesn't affect you at all. Because I had that same chill as well. And then game 4 happens, and it feels like you start to, you know, at least blink.
Not at all, man. We're a gritty team. Top to bottom, we do what it takes to win. Not many teams can do that. And that's why we're on the run we're on this year.
I love it. It's patience. It's patience. It's Zen. I feel like it has a lot to do with how Jimmy Butler was as well after the game, right, JMP?
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that we are hearing from Miami Heat Nation, no matter what happened in the regular season, cocky Heat fans are back. And remember Mondo, it's always Heat in 5.
Always. Never change.
Always Heat in 5. Johnny Mondo with his debut, and I called him Rach, and then I also I've screwed up John's name, and we're off to a great start.
Now we got one more, and this is a big test because you've had 48 hours now to learn this teammate's last name.
Yes. Jamie is going to step up to the plate here, and there I am on the clock to see if I remember her last name from last time. And you know what? I'm just going to jump out there with it.
Let's see it.
Sulkin.
Close. You tried. You really tried.
You saw how I delivered it, though.
You had the confidence.
I did. I was trying to remember what I see in the emails because we don't say last names enough around this office. All right, Jamie?
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's Sonkin. You were close.
Sonkin.
So let's just, can we just recap here?
Okay, yeah.
So, Theo, during this segment, yes. We're introducing teammates.
Our teammates, J-Mart,
by a first name that is not his first name.
Yes.
Calls Johnny Mondo by the wrong last name. And then Jamie goes like full confidence and butchers her last name.
Yes.
This is quite a performance.
You would almost say I went 0-for-3 like the Celtics did starting off.
I was going to say.
But at least we know what's going to happen next. At least we know that I'm going to come up with a win after that, and then hopefully I screw it up again.
Exactly.
Heating 5.
It's fine.
Okay. So, Jamie, what is your worry meter now that I've also screwed up your name?
That's
as
okay.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, Heat Celtics is game 5 tonight. The Heat are up 3-1. They can't be. There's no way South Florida fans will be able to live with themselves if the Heat are the first team to do it. Heat culture, that's anti-Heat culture. What's your number on 1 to 10?
There's just no way after last night's giant win for South Florida that the Heat are going to come and not follow through for us. Mm. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at a 2. I have to be different.
I love it.
You know, it's not a 3. That would be crazy. That's ridiculous. A 1 is basically a 2. So we're going with 2. The Heat are going to come in. They're going to show them what we do. They're going to show them why South Florida sports is the hottest place to be right now.
Literally.
Literally. We're heating up here.
Quite literally.
Literally. And we're going to be having 2 finals next week in South Florida. So it's a 2. But who's really worried out here?
Not us.
Not us.
That's what I'm talking about, Jamie. That's what, and I appreciate that because now that we've gotten our average out, I think it's right at about right around a 1. So you're still the highest worry.
Yeah, the 1.
So are you even, I mean, how do you feel about that being the most worried ESPN West Palm teammate that we've had so far?
I'll say that as a New Yorker originally, that's why we're going to go with the fact that I'm a little more concerned. I obviously want to see Boston lose. It's just who I am internally as a person. But I believe in the Heat, and I'm not worried. So the 2 is basically a 0, but we're going with 2 to be different. We're averaging at 1. We know what's going to happen.
I love it. Dare to be different on Heating Up. Jamie Sonkin.
Sonkin. No,
yeah. I was going to ask you to say, hey, what's her last name again Sonkin. Before Jamie left, but you didn't get it right.
And I screwed it up again. Well, there it is.
Sonkin.
It sounds like I was swept.
It's
Jamie
okay.
Sonkin, thank you so much for capping
thanks,
off
guys.
Our worry meter. Can I hear the siren one more time, C-Cat? Woo! That's what I'm talking about. But we're not really too worried, so we won't be needing that siren any longer. Wow, really? I really know how to screw these things up, huh, Jam?
Now, do you know what JMP stands for?
Yes, I know that JMP stands for Jeremy Michael Peltz.
And the street.
Got a couple of gold medals, Michael Phelps.
I messed it up.
Michael is actually Peltz. My middle name, so
Jeremy
you get
Michael
half
Peltz.
Credit. Jeremy Marks Peltz.
Oh, Jeremy Michael Marks Peltz.
Yeah. Technically, my initials are actually JMMP,
yeah.
But I mean, JMP sounds much cooler.
JMMP is a mouthful. It wouldn't really have the same punch that JMP does. And then I think you would also probably lose your title as president of Heat Culture here.
Yeah, I don't want to lose that.
Yeah. Okay, wow. So, So in the past 10 minutes, I've screwed up 4 teammates' names. Jamie, I screwed hers up twice to her face. And on top of that, we did learn at the very least that these teammates, who I obviously don't know well enough, aren't worried too much about
the That's Heat. The important part.
That's the important part. And also the other important part, the Florida Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Final. When we come back on here, I promise no more screw-ups on Heating Up. But also, we need to kind of take a look at what Eric Spoelstra was saying on the mic, as well as could this be time? Could today or tonight be the night that we see a major lineup shift? Not huge, not tinkering with too much here, but maybe a shift that could swing things back into the Heat's momentum. The Heat, game 5 tonight on the road against the Boston Celtics. It's must win for the Celtics, for the Heat. We're hoping that they pull it out so that we can see the NBA Finals Nuggets Heat next time that the Heat are playing at Kaseya Center. We're going to talk about potential move with Kevin Love and what they can do with his minutes, as well as what the Heat need to do to win. And, of course, the Duffy's MVPs and predictions for Game 5. He's JMP. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're heating up on ESPN 106.3.
Go ahead, man. Take us home.
It's icy hot.
And that is
is on South Florida sports, and we are here for it.
You got Jimmy Butler, you got a chance. Jimmy Butler is the guy in the playoffs I want.
I'm watching these guys fight and scratch and claw.
This is a Fire and Ice edition of Heating Up with Theo Dorsey and JMP. Presented by Duffy's.
The Celtics are 4-5 at TD Garden this postseason. That's a losing record at home, and they need a win tonight against the Miami Heat in order to stave off elimination yet again. Heat up 3-1 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 5 tonight at TD Garden. Tip off in moments here on ESPN 106.3. We'll see if the Heat can close things out on the road. He's JMP. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're heating up on ESPN 106.3. We've got the worry meters mostly out of the way in just a few moments here. JMP and myself, we will give our worry meters to see how much we're worried, not about the Heat winning tonight, but about the Heat being the first team in NBA history to blow a 3-0 lead, which is something you wouldn't expect from an Eric Spoelstra coach team with all of that Heat culture. But before we get into that, I just need to do this again, C-Cat. Can I hear that Matthew Tkachuk, game winner on Panthers Radio Network one more time last night? The Florida Panthers win it 4-3 over the Carolina Hurricanes, because Tkachuk with game winner number 3 in a 4-game sweep of the Hurricanes, and it sounded like this.
Tkachuk out at the right point, covering 15 seconds in regulation. Tkachuk, Reinhardt near circle. Reinhardt in the circle, shot, and it's fought off by Anderson. Barkov right circle, down to the goal line. Tkachuk in front of shot, he scores! He scores! He scores! Matthew Tkachuk, a power play goal! It's 4-3 Panthers with 4.3 seconds to go in regulation time. The Panthers take a 4-3 lead in the waning seconds. A power play goal for Matthew Tkachuk. And the Panthers are 4.3 seconds away from an Eastern Conference championship and a trip to the Stanley Cup final. Can you believe it? When the chips are down, when the stakes are the highest, it's number 19 in red coming through.
That's how it's done, Miami Heat. That's what the Heat need from, that's what Heat fans need from the Heat tonight, but it had to be on the road. Again, the Heat lost game 4, 116-99 at Kaseya Center with JMP in the building. JMP, we do know that we have at least one finals making its way to South Florida. The Florida Panthers going to be in the Stanley Cup final, first time since 96, second time in program history, as well as for those Florida Panthers. They're 11-1 in their last 12 games. They're the hottest team in all of sports right now, NBA and NHL and even MLB combined. And beyond all of that, JMP, those Florida Panthers, as an 8 seed, get a chance to now play the winner of Vegas and Dallas. It looks like Vegas has a chance to complete the sweep tonight. So they might know their opponent coming very soon. The Heat know if they can get through the Celtics tonight, it will be the Nuggets. But in order to do so, they're going to have to make some adjustments. For the first time in this series, the Heat going to be bouncing back from a loss. Eric Spoelstra, the best coach in the NBA, is going to have to make some adjustments against Joe Mazzulla, a guy who's in his rookie season coaching a team full of guys who haven't seemed to come up with big moments when moments get tight. Here is Eric Spoelstra after the game talking if this game, that loss in Game 4, had any lingering effects on just mentality that the Heat had in that one.
I didn't sense any of that. At some point, this is great competition. You know, sometimes it can get skewed because whatever, the 3-0, but we have great respect for Boston, what they're capable of. They're a dynamic offensive team. It takes extraordinary efforts and commitment to get the job done. Our guys really want this, but Boston has something to say about it as well.
The Miami Heat are a good basketball team, JMP, but so are the Boston Celtics, and they won a game. We just did worry meter with the rest of our ESPN West Palm teammates. The highest on that list, that scale was 0 to 10, was 2. JMP, I got to be honest with you. I'm at about a 1 right now for the Miami Heat.
Okay.
The Celtics shot 40% from deep. The Heat had their worst shooting performance of this postseason. We didn't get a playoff Jimmy moment. He looked like he might have even been laboring a little bit with the ankle. I'm not sure what that is. I'm not even sure. I mean, you were in the building, so maybe you had a better feel for it. But to me, it just felt like, again, when you're in the playoffs this deep, when you're playing against a team that was just in the finals last year, hey, Sometimes you lose a game. That's what happened in game four. I think in game five, the Heat should have all of the confidence in the world that they should be able to close it out this time. My worry scale is 1 and 1 out of 10. JMP, where do you fall on that scale?
All right, so I'm going to drive the worry meter up a little bit then. I am at a 3.5. The point, I would say 3. I'm going to give the extra 0.5 because Derek Jeter and A-Rod were in the building. Yeah. And if things are meant to happen, you know, the Red Sox came back from 3 games to none down. Look, I think y'all are lying to yourselves a little bit if there's not a little bit of concern. Do I think the Celtics are going to come back from a 3-0 deficit? No. No, I don't. I wouldn't be surprised if it ends tonight. But what I am a little concerned about is the Heat have been playing out of their minds this postseason. They were one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the NBA through 84 games, and that has flipped around. They were not getting consistent performances from anybody other than Jimmy Butler during the late stages of the season, and that has flipped around. I've almost been kind of waiting, hoping that the other shoe wouldn't drop, but waiting for what happens if it does. And, you know, like, is there that possibility against a really good Boston Celtics team that looked phenomenal in the second half, against a championship-tested Celtics team? Like, could I see a scenario where, like, it all comes back crashing down to reality and, like, the Heat are the first team to blow a 3-0 deficit? I could. I don't think it's going to happen, but I got to be honest, I am a little concerned, and I think deep down inside, you and most Heat fans, like, I think you're kind of lying to yourself a little bit if you really think it's like a 0 or a 1. I'm at a 3.5.
It feels sacrilegious to even think that that's a possibility, though.
Why?
Mainly because of who the characters are in this play. Like, we know these characters to this point. This is nothing new. This isn't a surprise team. It's not like the Nuggets, which would be a new-ish matchup.
But the Celtics are not, they're not choke artists. Like,
oh,
I mean, yeah,
well, I would beg to differ that they have been. Over the past 6 seasons, that same core together has been falling short time after time, and they've done it in big moments like they've done in this series and in the past 2 series as playoffs. They choke a lot.
You see, I go the other way. Like, I look at this, yeah. It shouldn't have taken 7 games to beat the Sixers, but, like, they were on the ropes, and Jason Tatum, who couldn't hit a shot, all of a sudden hits 4 3-pointers in game 6 and then goes for 51.
Yeah.
And, like, game 7.
That's one game.
Game 7 in Miami last year, like, sure, you know, the Heat almost came back to win, but, like, that takes a lot of fortitude to win that game on the road. So to me, like, if this were the Sixers, I would say no chance.
Yeah.
If this were most other teams, I would say no chance. But, like, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. Let me be clear. But I don't look at the Boston Celtics and say choke artist. I guess the one person that I do is, you know, I still have no confidence in the head coach.
The head coach is, in his first year, going up against the best head coach in the NBA. Even if the Celtics can find a way to sneak out a win tonight, I just feel like having Eric Spoelstra at the helm, having Jimmy Butler be the guy who is more consistent
absolutely.
Than the superstars on the other side, you have to feel like this Miami Heat team isn't going to drop 4 straight to the Celtics. Losing one, I'm not that shocked. If you set my worry meter for tonight and we'll get our predictions just around the corner, I would say, yeah, I would be a little bit more worried tonight. But overall series, not concerned. It's happened 150 times.
Yeah.
It's not going to be 151 that the Heat are going to be on the wrong side of that. I just don't see it happening. How about we give our Duffy's MVPs for tonight, Game 5, focus specifically instead of the big picture series view. Game 5 tipping off soon here on ESPN 106.3. Heat Celtics, Heat up 3-1. They can close it out, and we're giving out Duffy's MVPs. For me, tonight, I believe it's going to be a big Caleb Martin game. We didn't get a chance to listen to it or talk about it, but Kevin Love, who has seen his minutes regress since midway through the Knicks series and on to against the Celtics as well in the past few games, his minutes, his production have regressed. I think Caleb Martin eats into those minutes even more tonight. I think Caleb Martin becomes more of a focal point on offense. He's always been good on defense. I think he can help get the job done for the Miami Heat tonight.
Yeah, I actually would start Caleb Martin if I were Eric Spoelstra. I don't think he will because I think, you know, there's something to still not panicking too much. But I do think Caleb Martin gets a majority of those minutes. I think if the Heat are going to win tonight, I'm going to go chalk. I'm going to go Jimmy.
Yeah.
Part of the reason I'm going to go Jimmy is because I think, you know, the way game 4 unfolded where Jimmy goes into this game with a mindset, look, like, I got to be playoff Jimmy.
Can't go wrong going with playoff Jimmy as the Duffy's MVP. Make Duffy Sports Grill the hub of your NBA playoff experience. Head on over to see the series everyone's talking about, the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics heat up 3-1 Game 5 tonight. With over 80 TVs in each location, Duffy's is the perfect place to watch all of the playoff action and enjoy some great food and drinks along the way. Duffy's is voted the best sports grill year after year with their award-winning burgers and wings. Plus, never forget the two-for-one drinks. They're famous, and they're all day, every day. If you don't have an MVP card, sign up for free and start earning rewards today. Visit DuffysMVP.com to learn more. Duffy's, our game is always on. Okay, Game 5 in just a few moments here on ESPN 106.3. I've got the Miami Heat closing this thing out on the road by 4 points at TD Garden, finally sending off the Celtics for vacation. JMP, will there be a Game 6 in the Eastern Conference Finals?
So I am going to say yes. I'm going to pick the Celtics to win by 3 tonight, but part of the reason I'm going to pick that is because if you know the history of the Heat-Celtics, Game 6, magical things always happen for Miami. So I do think the Celtics stave off elimination tonight, but it sets up for a Heat party 2 nights from now.
That would be nice to celebrate it at Kaseya Center. Hey, stay healthy tonight, Heat. That's all I care about as well. He's JMP. I'm Theo Dorsey. Game 5 in just a few moments here. We're heating up on ESPN 106.3.